Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast. We're going to say show.
Yeah.
we could be a show.
Yes, it's like a show. Anyways, today's topic is going to be Things We Never Got Over.
It's a book by Lucy Score.
Yes.
And so if you listen to our other podcasts, we're book lovers. And this is going to be another one of our book reviews. We'll see where it goes. And hopefully you can be interested or not interested in reading the book.
Yes. So I think this one we got from TikTok. Mm-hmm. Did you see it from? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to count down and we're going to say how many stars we think it is. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Two stars. Ooh. Okay, because I was going back and forth between 2 and 3 stars.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe 3 stars was generous.
It was. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page because I had a really hard time getting through it, and I feel like that's what made it a little worse. Is I was stressing that I wasn't gonna finish it in time, and I realized it's because I didn't like it.
Mm. That makes sense.
Because I think if I didn't read it with, like, if we weren't reading it together, I wouldn't have finished it. It would have been one of those ones, if you listened to our last podcast, it would have been one of the ones I, like, put down on my Kindle after reading it at night and, like, never picked it up again. And then it just sat there. But no, I had to finish it. I pushed through.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. So what made you go with the 3 stars instead of 2?
Because I think that... Okay, well, I guess we have to backtrack a little bit for me to explain the 3 stars.
Right.
So part of, like, my rating scale is books. One of the things I rate it on is, like, if it's, like, original or not. And I do feel like a lot of it was. I mean, was not.
I was like,
I mean, it was not. Like, there was, like, lots of, like, common tropes, common things that happen, right? But the ending. Oh, wait. Spoilers are in this review. This is not a spoiler-free review. We have spoilers.
Always.
The ending was, like, a twist. I thought I didn't see that coming.
What part did you not see coming is my question.
Which is funny because, did I also tell you that I read to just, like, read? I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think ahead in the realm of the book at all. I just accept everything.
Okay,
so then, the end, when the child is kidnapped, I was like, whoa, did not see this coming. You know? And then I was like, well, you know, at the ends of a lot of romance books, the child, there might not be a child. There's not a lot of kidnapping, you know?
Mm.
So I felt like that was, like, surprising.
Oh, okay.
I feel like the romance books that I have read, the, like, conflict at the end is more like, oh, you didn't tell me this about you. Like,
I hate
a secret.
That too. Yeah.
So I guess that was kind of refreshing for me.
Oh,
and
I see,
so
yeah.
I was like, oh, that's all right. A star. I felt like 2 might be too harsh for me, you know? Like,
yeah.
It wasn't bad, but there were aspects that I felt like it was... Okay, no, before I jump into it, you tell me why you thought it was a 2.
Well, definitely it was almost a 1, obviously, because I almost didn't finish it.
But why?
It was... Okay. Okay, if I'll just do a blanket sort of statement on why I didn't like it. Yeah, it was just very, very predictable. And as someone who has read a lot of romance novels, it was, like, you could sort of tell where it was going. Not necessarily specifically, like, oh, they're gonna kidnap the child, but, like, very much, like, yes... The bad guys are, like, she's gonna come back and she's gonna have a bad boyfriend. And I just, you know, like, Naomi's gonna get kidnapped, basically. Anyways, that was all pretty expected. But it was, like, about... So, like, I liked the beginning.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. And then it just... By the 50% point, I was very much, like, I have 50% more of this book to go.
It was long.
It was long and, like, too long and just very much I knew exactly where it was going and it, like, the, like, tension wasn't really good enough. And it's, like, as much as they were, like, oh, a fake relationship, like, that wasn't really the trope at all. You could tell they liked each other. It, like, there was just no, like, And it's, like, it's, I don't need tension or anything like that. It just, like, you could definitely tell where it was going by, like, the very beginning of the book. And I was, like, I have to read this whole thing. Is why I was, 3 stars is, like, something that, like, I get through and I'm, like, yeah, like, I wouldn't read it again. It wasn't remarkable, but it was, like, good. It was a good read. Mm-hmm. This one, genuinely, I didn't want to read it.
Oh. Points are valid.
Thank you.
Me rethinking if it's worth a 3-star.
No, you can't change it. That has to go on your Goodreads. I know. 3 stars.
But what I'm surprised is that, like, what kinds of people recommend these books on TikTok? Like, is it, like, maybe it's their first romance read.
I can't. Because, yes, I feel like TikTok books are just so... This one I have seen on my TikTok as well, and Amy has been sort of like, oh, we should read this one, kind of. And I, like, haven't... Like, there's been other ones she's suggested that I was like, oh, I want to read that one instead. And so, like, this one was, like, kind of on my radar, but also, like, not really. And I feel like it fit the expectation, sort of. Like, when I first started it, I was like, oh, this is gonna be good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But it was not.
Yeah. I feel like Lucy's score, you read Rock Bottom Girl? Mm-mm. No? Oh, okay.
Yeah, your portfolio of, like, romance books is, like, much greater than my small little, like, pie.
Well, I'm like, was it called Rock? Because I have read a few of her books, and the funny thing is that I had actually read one recently before this one that I didn't like either.
Oh. Have you liked any of her books though?
Yes. So, like, I think it's called Rock Bottom Girl. And so I think that was the first one I read from her.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that one. So any recommendations out there? I think that one was good.
Oh, well, I'll put it in mine because I want to read it then.
We'll see if you like it.
You think I'll like it?
I don't know when I read it. But this was the first one I read from her, and I was like, oh, and this is, okay, so this is my other question, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm getting off topic. But, like, you know how, same with music, I don't really, like, listen to the artist's album,
mm-hmm.
but some people do.
Mm.
And so my question is, are you someone who has an author that you like, and you will, like, religiously read the books? Or, like, is it just kind of, like, you read one and you're like, yeah, that was good, but I'm not going through the author's, like, book list that they've written and picking out another one? But I don't really do that.
I think that's a good question. Because I'm newer to reading than you are, right? Remember, yeah. I came back to reading?
Yeah.
So this year is actually, like, my first year actually reading.
That's true. And what has happened in this year?
I've read
how you felt?
50 books and I'm so proud. And I'm reading more.
Yeah, so, like, when you read one from a good, like, one that you really like.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you have read a few Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Yes, and so. I read Emily Henry's books as well. But what makes me, like, hesitant to, like, answer is just because that right now I'm, like, riding this high where I am kind of, like, trying to build up my, like, reading portfolio, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And then getting into the world of, like, reading again, where I don't really have any, like, authors yet.
Okay, yeah.
So as I, like, build up my to-read list,
mm-hmm.
I think that's, I go on TikTok and all of that, and I'm like, oh, it just happens to be what's popular right now.
Okay, yeah.
And then so I read it.
Yeah.
So maybe we revisit the question next year. We'll see if I read the same authors. But the authors that I have read, a lot of the same, I guess, like, they're just all TikTok fame, like, popular books that I've read for those authors. Like, Emily Henry, Taylor Jenkins Reid,
Oh, but you liked Mariana Zapata.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like most of her books? Because you liked From Lukov.
From Luke. Okay, whoa. This is kind of weird that you're asking that. Because I feel like this book reminds me of one of her books. So Things We Never Got Over reminds me of Wait For It. Have you read that one?
Oh, no. It's so long.
Yeah, my books are really thick.
I just could never... I haven't. Did you like it? It's like this one?
It's like this one. Mm. I think it was better. Also, tangent, I'll come back to this topic. But, when I read Things We Never Got Over, I thought the characters were younger.
Oh my gosh, yes. That's a very point. I wanted to talk about that too. That, like, reading it, it reads as any other young, like...
In their 20s.
Yeah, like, college sort of romance. Yeah. I'm like, what? And then when they say their age, I was like, oh, okay, like, you expect them to be more mature and, like, at least sort of have their life together. And I'm just like, the guy's, like, 40.
He's 4. I can't even imagine that. Like, and I imagine him young in the book.
Yeah, like, I just, you know, obviously you create your own thing. But it's like, yeah, when I think about, like, oh, that she's, like, 36 and he's, like, 40. I'm like, that is bizarre then.
That's right. Weird.
Especially when he's like, I want to have kids. I'm like, she's old. She's 36. Yeah. She can't really have kids as much anymore.
You can try if you want.
Yeah, I'm like, I think my mom was old when she had me. But, like, just in that sort of setting that I was like... It doesn't read as, like, a mature characters at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I think also because of, like, the banter, too. Mm. Like, I feel like there's a way to do it, like, well. And there's a way where it's just, like, really childish. Mm-hmm. And I felt that, that when the author was trying to create that kind of, like, enemies to lovers kind of trope, you know. I like you said, I never really felt like they were, like, enemies. Mm-hmm. They're just, like, teasing each other.
Yeah.
That's it. And I was like, why was she, like, I guess, like, towards the beginning, why was she so mad at him all the time? I'm like, why? There's no, like, real reason.
It's always like that, though. And that's why I just, like, when you write a book with characters who are older, it comes with a... sort of idea that it's not gonna have as childish, mm-hmm. like, sort of drama. And I know, like, okay, yeah, when you're older, it's not like you just suddenly, but you kind of do, right? Like, you don't, when people are like, oh, that's, like, so high school, it's like, yeah, that was such a high school thing. I'm genuinely just like, what? You're, like, old people.
Yeah.
Not, like, old, you know what I mean? But that's the other thing, is that, like, the title, Things We Never Got Over, I thought it was going to be about, like, a second chance romance. Mm,
that would have been good.
Yeah, and, like, reading it, it's, like, not until the, like, almost very end that she was like, oh, that's something he never got over. And, like, that's how she, like, brings in the title sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I was genuinely like, why did you name it that? It gives a false impression. That I was like, wait, what? It's like every single book, romance book, is about, like, normally the character's issues mm-hmm. that they have, and that's what, like, breaks apart the relationships. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's, like, every book. Yeah. Why are you naming it this and acting like that's a huge thing? I don't know if anyone else had that issue, but the whole time I'm reading this book, I'm like, what? Why is this the title?
Gosh. Well, a question I have for you is that for someone who's read so many romance books, I guess, like, over time, are you able to kind of be like, which is good and which is, like, bad? Or is it all, like, because, like, for me, over time, like, I'm reading more of the romance books and I'm seeing, like, where it's going. Mm-hmm. So then it's kind of, like, hard for me to read a romance book now.
Oh, yeah.
But then for you, like, is it the same thing, or you're able to find things that are like, oh, this makes it different?
I mean, I want to say yes, because, I mean, it's hard to really know, because potentially, and maybe that's a thing, that, like, people who recommend this book on TikTok, to come back to that, are recommending it because they don't really read that much, and so to them, this one's really good, but to someone like me, who has read so many, that I'm like, yeah, this wasn't that good compared to all the other ones I've read. So in that sense, maybe if I had read it earlier, I would be like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
But since I've read good ones that I've actually liked, I know this one isn't good. But that doesn't, I can still read books now, and I think, oh, this is really good, and it's still romance, and it still follows the tropes, and is very predictable, and things like that. I think it's just how the author writes the characters. If they're, like, likable. I also tend to not really like books with a lot of drama.
Oh, what? No, continue.
No, what are you going to say?
I thought you were going to say my point, where I don't like books with a lot of characters. Like, too many characters.
To be fair, this one had a lot of, like, Did you feel that?
I was like, too much. I didn't. I forgot all their names.
Yeah. Like, especially all the bartenders.
There were 10 of them.
There were so many.
I was so confused.
And, like, they're just one person now. They're not separate. Why did you need all those people? You didn't.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. Especially, okay, here, I think it's probably that she might try to write other books about these characters. Like, Lena, for example. Mm. And that's my other thing. As I'm reading it, I don't know if you do this, probably not, but, like, you can obviously tell Sloane and Lucien mm-hmm. are gonna have a book. Obviously. The yeah. other thing, Lena, I was thinking, I'm like, is she gonna be Nash's love interest? Yeah. I think that's the other thing why... Because that's it, like, Lena, totally irrelevant for the most part.
Yeah.
I was like, a random character introduction, didn't really need that. I guess she wanted to create that, like, drama, which I tend to like, but not the way she did it.
Yeah.
Like, it just was too contrived, I feel like. Like, I can reread the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. I just have to like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just have, it's just gotta feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The author is actually making a book. I think she announced with Nash and Lena.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Good job.
Yeah, it's like, obviously, because I'm like, okay, the whole time I was thinking, who is going to be Nash's love interest?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not until the end that they introduce her, which I thought was kind of weird.
I thought it was weird, too.
It should have been someone like Sloane. Like, I didn't really understand why Lucien was the one.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a side thing.
But the point is, too many characters where I just want to just skip over their parts in their dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm sure it's not relevant. It's just too many of them. Why would everyone's point be relevant? Everyone's dialogue. So that was a thing for me. Too many characters. What were your thoughts on Nox as a character? As a love interest.
What are your thoughts? I feel like you have them. And I will bounce off.
I hope this doesn't offend anyone, but I thought he wasn't anything, like, special.
Mm-hmm.
There's some books that I read, for example, like, I think Beach Read's a great book. And I thought...
It's good.
And I thought... What was the main guy's name? Augustus?
Yeah.
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 He was great.
Yeah.
I loved him. And I feel like... In this, Nox was just, like, flat. Like, I get that he had, like, trauma. Like, oh, I can't be in a relationship with you, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, and, I don't know, there wasn't anything about the character that drew me to him. I just felt like he was just...
Yeah.
Just a guy, attractive, sexy guy who cares about this... Naomi and Waylay.
Yeah.
And then, but then I didn't, like, feel the oomph, you know, like the, it's Nox.
Yeah. There are some characters that you read that it'll, like, make your stomach flip, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think it's just everything, you know?
Yeah.
Everything was just kind of like, blah.
Yeah.
It's just one of those ones that he's just, yeah, he's just a random.
Just a guy.
Yeah, he's
sexy
just
guy.
A guy. Yeah. I feel like she tried to create him into someone.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really feeling it.
Yeah.
But the thing that I did like is... I highlighted it.
Oh.
So that I could pull it out later.
Yes.
Is the quote. That basically, whenever a book kind of talks about, like, it was about that she was giving everyone her thing. Like, she was trying to put in so much energy into everybody else
mm-hmm.
so that she would be loved. And I feel like we all feel that.
Yeah.
I feel like you can relate as well.
Oh,
you know?
Definitely.
And so I was like, that's so relatable because it's like, you always try... to make people like you when, like, you don't even necessarily like them. You just want to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
And so you put in all this energy and it's like, do you really even want that? Like, why would you do that? And so I was like, I feel that.
Did you highlight a quote?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's taken me a second to come up with it, so.
No, yeah, I agree. I actually, kind of like you, it was hard for me to, like, get into the book.
Yeah.
So I feel like, even, like, themes like that, it was hard for me to connect to it. Where, if there are, like, other books, if the author, like, writes it, like, well, and I'm able to, like, really feel that connection, then I can really, like, connect with the themes. But I feel like everything just, like, went over my head because I was just, like, it's hard to get through it.
Oh. I get that. I found the quote.
Okay, tell me the quote.
So it was like, there's a difference between taking care of someone because you love them and taking care of someone because you want them to love you. Mm. And I was like, that really hit. Because, you know, I'm like, I feel like I put in so much energy because I wanted them to like me. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that despite, like, putting in all that effort, I didn't really like them anyways. Mm-hmm. And so, like, why did I do that? It was just because, like, I want them to like me. Mm-hmm. And so you just put in all this energy for no reason. So as much as the book sucked, I did like that. Mm. It made me tear up connect. A bit.
Yeah.
I can read trash in one quote. I'm like, yes, that's good.
That's good, Haley. I admire that. Yeah, I think I was reading somewhere on social media where they had these, I think, like, Enneagrams.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know which number you are?
If I say a number, but I don't know.
Well, for me, I'm number 2.
Okay.
Which is like the helper.
Okay.
And so, as they say for number 2s under the description, it's like, oh, you want to help people. So then when you're able to, like, help people, you feel needed and then mm-hmm. you feel loved. And so I think that, like, in a way it kind of connects where Naomi was putting, like, everyone else's needs, like, before hers. Mm-hmm. And so I think in that, I can kind of connect to that because I can kind of see how, like, for me, also being, like, an older sibling, I've already, like, grown into the role where it's like, okay, I need to, like, take care of everybody else. And I guess, like, maybe that's kind of, like, developed into my personality where, like, if I don't feel needed, I won't feel loved.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
I can echo that.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you have any thoughts on, I guess, the child, Waylay, Tina?
No.
No. No thoughts. It was just, like,
yeah, nothing what were to your go thoughts? From What are your thoughts?
I liked Waylay. I thought she was, like, pretty. I liked how, like, they tied in, like, the library and, like, she was, like, helping people, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of times when they have, like, kids, I find them annoying.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I didn't find her that annoying. Only in the beginning when she was trying to, like, when she was, like, getting to know Naomi. But then after a while, I was like, oh, she's not that bad. I guess maybe it was because the way the author wrote the characters that we mentioned, the how they seemed younger than they were. So then when I ran into, like, Waylay, I'm like, oh, she seems pretty mature.
I feel like she... I didn't, like, yeah, I liked her, but I feel like she was just, like, a a plot thing. What is that called? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, she was just someone that was there for, like, the end game.
Like, for the kidnapping?
Yeah, and to show, like, basically how much Naomi cares and things like that. But it's, like, when she was irrelevant, she would just be, like, at the grandma's house. Mm. And so I'm like, yeah, I guess I don't really have thoughts that she was just kind of like plot development, I guess. Well, it's just like everything. I don't know. I did like her.
Yeah, but again, like too many characters, lots of things going on.
Well, I just think in the sense, I think, okay, I did sort of expect like the red-haired guy to meet Waylay, you know, like the bad guy.
Oh,
to, like, meet Waylay in the library. Like, what? Like, the point of her being good at, like, technology in the library was just leading up to the flash drive.
Yeah.
It felt like...
that's
yeah, I'm like, that's, like, irrelevant. You didn't bring it up in, like, other situations, I guess. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, things need to be tied together, but it was just, like, this that
yeah.
happened. And it had nothing to do with this. But
yeah.
If it kind of could.
But I was like, okay, if she was working part-time at the library, why did they not have a scene? Like, why was Waylay not at the library this... Like, it was like, Waylay was at the library in the beginning of the book, and then Naomi got a part-time job at the library, and then, like, Waylay never went to the library again. Like, it was just... Right? Yeah. Like, it wasn't... I'm like, is she still at the library? What is... What is... Like, what did her having a part-time job at the library even do? Just that she met Sloan? Like, I don't...
No, that's a good point. Yeah. That's right. Honestly, I forgot she got a part-time job at the library.
Just because it's just, like, a minuscule sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that what? She can, like, quit working at the honky-tonk for a split second I'm just like, nothing really. Like, it didn't flow. As much as it flowed, it didn't really flow.
Yeah.
Like, how long was this? Who knows?
It was long.
No, like, the time frame of the book.
The book's just
They don't really give any context.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it.
Do you like the spice? You read spicy books?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah?
Was it spicy? I was like, oh, I feel like this is spicy.
I feel like it was spicy, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, I just finished Love on the Brain.
Oh, did you like it?
I didn't.
Oh.
But I thought it was spicy. Like, I was surprised
how spicy it was. Okay.
I feel like it was more spicy than this one.
Okay, yeah.
And then, like, Love Hypothesis.
Okay. I was gonna say, this is, like, base level spice. Like, it wasn't, like, too much spice.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, like, too little spice. Like, it was, like, sort of what I expect in, like, books.
Yeah.
Or in, like, these kind of books, I guess.
Yeah. So I thought it was, like, good.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember you saying that The Love Deception was, like, the spiciest book you had read up until then.
Yeah.
And I was like, that one wasn't year, right? spicy. Yeah. That was, like, April, like, it was around your birthday,
yeah.
wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, that one, like, wasn't spicy at all. It had, like, one scene, so I feel like you've elevated.
I have elevated. Oh my gosh, I just checked out Neon Gods.
Oh, I didn't finish that one.
Ooh. See, because I think in my head I heard you as I was checking out the book. Because I was like, I feel like Haley had some thoughts about this.
Oh, I hadn't even told you. Because it's a very spicy book.
It's very spicy. It's like just basically.
Yeah. Which normally I like. And I like Greek. It just... I didn't finish it.
Was it just not enough plot?
I don't want to spoil anything.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's not. Like, I don't need plot in...
It can just be spice.
It could just be spice and that's fine. I just have to like it.
Okay.
Like, in the sense, it's got to, I don't know.
Characters?
Have feelings. I feel
stomach
like...
Stomach flips.
I wish that I could, like, write it down. Like, what's the difference between these two... I wish I could be analytical about it. Like, I could tell you exactly. It's just, like, I wasn't feeling the characters, basically. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know.
It was very disappointing. People are like, oh, yeah, it's so good. And I was like, I love Greek mythology, right? So you think it's heavy. So you should let me know how it is. I didn't finish it. I don't know how far I got. Probably, like, 50%.
Yeah.
Yes, let me know. If it's worth finishing, then I can finish it.
Okay.
Start it again.
Yes, yes. So, you can see I'm elevating in my spice levels of books. Yeah, but, like I mentioned earlier, I do see a decline in, like, the romance books that I'm liking.
Mm.
Because I see, like, the same patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you find, like, a really good romance book that you recommend, I don't know if I can trust TikTok anymore.
You can't. But, do you feel like that will be an issue in your reading sense? Because I feel like you know, this past year you were, like, reading and already you've started to see, like, a decline.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's kind of scary, isn't it? How long have you been in the reading romance world? Many years.
But I do, like, I feel like, you know, some people, they do transition when romance books stop, you know, hitting as hard, they transition to, like, other kinds of, like, nonfiction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they go into something else, but they still read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is true. I have pushed more towards fantasy now.
Mm.
And so, I think it's because, like, for fantasy, they have to do, like, the world building.
Yeah.
In a way, I think it makes it slightly different, even though there's, like, common, like, I don't know, character archetypes and, like, common plot themes and things like that. But I think, like, because the world is, like, different, it adds that kind of, like, it just makes it different. Whereas, like, romance, it's real life.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I don't want to say nothing special about real life, but there's only so much you can do with it, right? Yeah.
So I definitely go back and forth between the genres of, like, you know, romance-ish.
Yeah.
You know, like, you do, like, young adult, and then you do romance, and then you do, like, fantasy, and then you do, I do, like, historical romance. And so I think I kind of, like, go through that when, and then I go into, like, really
raunchy.
Yeah. I was, like, smutty.
Yeah.
So I think I, like, sort of transition when you, like, want to read something more pure, you go into that field, and then when I get kind of tired of that, I'll go and read something. So I think I do sort of cycle through it.
But it does seem like you go through, like, romance spectrums, though, right? Historical romance.
Yeah.
YA romance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't really read autobiography.
Which but is okay.
I've been thinking about it. I feel like I've been getting some recommendations on TikTok of different kinds of books. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking maybe I'll try that. But I feel like with those, I specifically need to get the actual, like, book.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas romance, I can read, like, on my phone or on my Kindle. Yeah. Yeah, it should be interesting to see where our book club goes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe it's going to die off because we don't want to read the same books. But we're normally pretty in sync about things.
Yeah.
So, it should be interesting.
Yeah. I feel like I would be open to a book you recommend. Like, I'd read it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just would enjoy hearing your thoughts about it.
Well, I recommended one to you.
Yeah.
I read it.
Yeah. It was good.
So, maybe that's where it's gonna go. That I just recommend you a book that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just save you from all the trash ones.
Yeah. Maybe we should do that.
Romance. We'll see what happens with Neon Gods.
Oh, we have to think about what book we're gonna read next, too.
Yeah. Should we finally do Bridge Kingdom?
Oh, yeah.
Because the thing is,
I heard it's good.
Okay.
Oh, have you heard it's bad?
No, but you heard that the one we just read was good.
That's true, but TikTok, there's, like, many worlds. You know, there's, like, TikTok romance reading world. Maybe TikTok fantasy romance world is more reliable than TikTok romance world. I'm just saying I have hope. But also I need to figure out, like, where to get the book. Because they don't have any of the libraries, so that was what was stopping us.
Oh, okay. I thought you only suggested books that you could get from the library.
Well, that one I heard, it came up a lot, so I wanted to read it. Maybe I'll use the gift that you gave me.
Oh, yeah! And hopefully it's good, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've had it on my Kindle for a while, but I haven't felt the urge to, like, read it yet. So, normally that's not a good sign. Like, normally if I have it on my Kindle, and, like, Flock, I saw, I think that you had that on your Goodreads.
Yes, it's not any of the libraries.
Yeah, it's also, it's on my Kindle, and I haven't had the urge to read it, but so it just sits there so I don't forget about it, but I haven't, like, when I read the synopsis again, I'm not like, oh, yes, I want to read that. Normally, that's a sign. You know, if I'm not excited to read it, I should just take it off, but obviously I don't. I just keep it there, just in case, for later. I also have From Lukov on my Kindle, and I haven't picked up to read it yet.
I've been thinking back at that book, because I think you were the one who said this, where, like, sometimes you look back at books and you're like, oh, maybe I rated it higher, right, than I should have. Do you ever think I rated lower than I should have? No. Or is it just the other way around? Yeah, I was thinking about it, and then I was like, did I rate it higher than it was? Because it was the first, what's her name, Marina?
Marina Zapata.
It was the first Marina Zapata book I read.
Mariana?
Sorry. M. Zapata. book that I read, and I was also new to romance. So that's kind of scary. We look back at all my ratings. Or are all my ratings skewed now, and it's actually a good romance book, but I'm just all messed up.
I feel like it will be a solid rating. no matter what, now and before.
I liked From Luke Up With Love. Okay. It was my favorite one out of all the books that I've read from her. Mm-hmm. And I just checked out, I guess, like, All Roads Lead Here. Have you read that one?
No.
Yeah, it's been a while since I read one of her books.
They're so long.
They are. And it's like, what, it doesn't get spicy till the end.
Yeah. That's a lot of the times why I don't read it. Yeah. The book needs to draw me in right away. Otherwise, like, I put it down. That's why I was like, I was glad it, as much as I didn't like this book, I did like that it drew me in at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, I don't think I even could have gotten to 50%. Mm-hmm. I would have genuinely been like, oh my god. Because I was trying to read it and I kept falling asleep. I was like, I can't.
Well, thank you for finishing it for our discussion.
Would you have been upset if I said I didn't finish it? Because I feel like that is a genuine rating. You know?
No, I wouldn't be upset. But then does that open the door for, like, in the future? When we choose books, we have the option to not finish the rest of the book because of our rating, you know? Like, what our thoughts are. I think that's fine.
Yeah, we'll see. Because I don't think you're going to be the one to not finish it. I think it's me. And I think we're doing, you know?
But honestly, though, like, if you think of it, like, not finishing it and finishing it, if I didn't like it, like, a book in general, I'd just skim. And does that even count as finishing it if I'm just, like, you know?
Yeah. I was low-key like, should I just start?
Yeah. Just like, we got the point.
Because, yeah, I was like, the other thing is that I didn't want to not finish it, and then we're sitting here talking about it, and, like, I don't know what happens, you know? I was like, no, I need to know what happens at the end. Did you have any thoughts about you not finishing it?
Thoughts? What do you mean? Like thoughts of not finishing? Yeah. Like, actually not finishing it? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So as you're reading it, you're like,
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh. But then I was like, but what if Haley finishes it?
I did.
And I have nothing to say.
So you had the same thought.
Yeah, you could be like, oh my gosh, she got kidnapped. I'm like, what?
And you'd be like, wait, I do have to finish it.
Maybe at least skimming. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to finish it, just like skim. Get the bullet points, the main points.
I know, but I was like, 50% of the book is too much to skim.
Yeah.
But I made it.
Yeah, we survived.
Yeah, we made it. Sorry.
Just you.
We'll have to think about the next one.
I know. Yeah, Bridge Kingdom. I'll go to the Barnes & Noble.
Okay. Well, what if it's not good?
Then it's not
good. Because people have been saying it's good.
Yeah, people have been saying it's good.
But what if it's not good? Okay, because I'm like, if I recommend, I will recommend a book. I think I've already recommended this to you, but I will recommend it again.
What is it?
I want to say, let me look it up and make sure it's what it's called, but I think it's called Magic Study.
Is it, what is the, oh, that's the genre? One.
It's fantasy. And so...
Magic Study is a second book,
oh,
right?
Oh, wait, no. That's not the one I was thinking about.
Poison.
Oh, it's called Touch of Power.
No, you did not tell me, because it's not on my want-to-read list.
It's really good.
Ooh. When did you last read it? 8 years ago.
Yeah, but I've read it again since then. That's like, good. I rated it 5 stars, and I would read it again, and I have read it again.
That says a lot.
A lot of times I try to reread it, because it has a second book that I haven't read. And so each time I think, oh, maybe I should read it, I read the first book again so that I remember, but then by the time I finish it, I don't want to read the second one.
Is it kind of like how we tried to read Throne of Glass?
Yeah, every time.
Finish it.
I'm still disappointed that I haven't read the whole series, because I see all these TikToks about it, and I'm like, how did you guys get through it?
Yeah, it makes me want to be rebellious and just be like, no. I don't care. Yeah.
No, I see so many edits.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm like, what are they reading that I'm not? Couldn't even get through the second one.
Yeah, I didn't want to get FOMO for the, like, wanting to read it. So I, like, purposely, like, swipe really fast off of them so it gets off my algorithm. Because I don't want to feel sad. I don't want to be like, why? But then, like you said, like, we have to start over.
I know. I couldn't even get to Throne of Glass.
Yeah, me either. that book 5 stars.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get through it.
I rate it. I know, I feel like, okay, I've definitely read that more than once.
But you couldn't get through it the third time, fourth
yeah,
time.
Yeah, who knows what time it was.
It's a solid book.
I rated it 5 stars too. Oh, I did read the second one. 5 stars.
Yeah, they were good books.
No, I am not a sequel person. I can't. I don't think even these haven't finished.
Haley is pointing to her bookshelf of
City of Glass. Yeah. Have not read the whole series, but we'll all be honest, we all know. Rapidly dropped off.
Yeah.
So bad. Very fast. Yeah, I think I gotta... All the books have to be out, and maybe I'll get through it.
Mm.
But if the series is too long, I won't get through it. I think I can make it through 3 books.
Maybe you should try.
I just think I get so attached to, like, the characters and the story. I hate it when the sequel then has, like, you really like the first romance, and it carries on to the second one, but then they have this dumb drama. And normally, but I feel like when you read, and it's, like, fantasy, like, even sometimes romance, and it's, like, they're so happy at the end of book one, and then it goes into book two, and they, like, what, they have to live apart for a little bit, and that causes strain on the relationship? Nope. Yeah. I won't read it, because I can't.
Yeah.
I want them to be happy. Why can't they just be happy in the sequel?
Why did they do that to us? Maybe that's why I liked Court of Thorns and Roses or something. Because they never got sad at each other. Like, you know, Fay Wray and, what's his name? The guy.
Reese.
They just, like, they were always together.
How many of those books did you read?
Well, I read 3.
Oh, okay. I couldn't finish the third one.
Oh, no, that's okay. The third one's, they're still together. Oh, no, spoiler!
We all know they're still together.
But, okay, separately, though, I do not like it when, or maybe it was just this book. Well, in Court of Thorns and Roses, you know Nesta, her sister?
Yeah.
And then they have a separate book, like Sarah J. Maas wrote A Court of Silver Flames.
Oh, yeah.
About her.
Yeah.
She gave me 3 books before that book to hate Nesta. And then all of a sudden she wants to write a book about her. I was like, I don't want to read this because I don't like her.
Mm.
So everyone on Book Talk is loving that book.
I know.
Like, so much. And I'm like, no. I am loyal. Whatever she did to her sister was wrong. And I already hated her because she was, like, mean and rude. And how am I supposed to root for her now?
Yeah. The thing is I'm curious.
Mm.
I see all the TikToks about it and how much they love them together, blah, 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 blah. The thing is that I couldn't get through the third book. And I was like, is that a sign? So, like, I wanted to get to the fourth book because everyone's talking about it. Everyone's like, oh, it's so good. And I'm like, I'm curious. I want to know the story and things like that and how, what really happened. I couldn't get through the third one bit just because it was too much.
It's all politics.
Yeah, I'm not into that. I was like, I couldn't. I was. The thing is what gets me through books is curiosity.
Romance. Spicy.
Also, sometimes romance. But in books like that, it's normally like, I gotta know what happens at the end.
Mm.
And the book is just so long. It took too long to get there.
You're like, I don't care what happens at the end anymore.
Yeah, no, I did. I just couldn't. Maybe we had that for our book club. I'll be able to get it through. I tried so hard, but I was genuinely like, I can't. I don't want to read anymore. And then I just returned it.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to have to start over from the beginning if I want to get through it.
Honestly, that fourth book, I don't think you have to read the third book.
Okay. But is the third book not, like, towards the end is mainly, I feel like, it leads into Nesta. Like, about what's happening to her and things like that.
I guess a little bit. But I feel like a lot of what, like, her trauma. Okay, don't come for me because I don't know her trauma because I didn't read the book. But I feel like a lot of it is kind of, like, based off of she went into, like, that cauldron thing. And then she became,
something.
You know, Fey. Right?
Okay.
And then she's like, oh, I was human, and now I'm, like, all this, and then, you know, So, you don't have to necessarily, read the third book, because I think they'll go through, her other trauma.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah.
The other thing is I hate moping. New moon level moping, yeah. I can't do. this is so dumb.
Yeah.
I think that's the other thing is how books that I like and books that I don't like is very much, how they react to things.
Oh.
If they just get over the drama pretty quickly, then I'm good.
Yeah.
I can't when people are all up in it.
I feel like she is.
Yeah. So that's also, I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to read it, but it's like, I'm curious. I wish, maybe I should read, Spark Notes.
Yeah, and then tell me. Tell me what happens. See if it's, good. Worth the hype. Plot is solid. We know the spice is there, but, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we will choose the next book to read for our next talk. Amy and Haley book talks. Get it?
Ha ha ha.
Do you have a song recommendation for us to close off our podcast for today?
Let me see.
Keeping the tradition going.
I haven't really been. Oh, but I liked the Charlie Puth song.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. Yeah. Yeah. That was. Haley is referring to the one I recommended last time.
Yes. They know that. So, ideally.
For our new listeners out there, we end all of our podcasts by recommending a song to each other and to you. I will kick us off. So, I am a huge BTS fan, and BTS is basically taking a hiatus because they're all going to go to serve in the South Korean military. And each of them are doing their own kind of solo tracks, solo projects. And one of them, his name is RM. He came out with an album. And one of the songs that I really liked on there is called Wildflower.
Okay.
I recommend it. It's one of those songs where you feel could be played at an epic part of a movie. Things just happen. There's a conflict or all of a sudden, and then bam, the movie soundtrack goes in.
Okay.
And it would be this song.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we doing, new songs?
It could be any song.
Okay. I will do, because I'm just scrolling through my stuff, and we'll see how this one goes, because I feel like the other ones I was doing, ones that people will like, but this is one that I really liked.
Be true to yourself.
Okay. And it's called Cheater Cheater. It's a country song.
Mm-hmm. By Joey and Rory?
Yes. Mm. And so I heard it, when I was younger on, CMT. I used to, record the CMT, top 20 that they would play at, 3 a.m.
Wow.
So I had to record it because obviously I'm not up there. Yeah. And so then I would listen to it just for, good music. And I was like, oh, there's some good stuff here. And so I saw this news article maybe a month ago or something that I think Rory is the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Joey is. I don't know which one's which, but she died.
Oh.
And I was like, that's really sad.
That is sad.
Yeah. And so this song came back up again because I was like, oh my gosh, this was the only song. This was on the top 20 or whatever. And so I had it on my iPod because I really liked it. And so when I saw that, I was like, oh, gosh, and that reminded me of the song that I really like.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really sad.
Well, I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know my thoughts. Yeah. I will not forget.
You will. But that's fine. I'm just glad. Wait, did you listen to Noah Kahan?
I did not.
I hate you. What is the point?
I like the song that you recommended, Tripping Over Air, that first time.
Okay.
I've been listening to that on repeat.
It's good,
so
right?
Many, yeah. It's so good.
It's really good.
I listened to it 10 times today.
I'm surprised you hadn't heard it on TikTok.
Yeah, I hadn't.
That's so
I still surprised. Don't hear it on TikTok.
Well, it is past its prime. But yeah, I was like, oh, this is really. Because I heard it before he released it. It was just a snip.
Mm-hmm.
And then he released it. And I was like, yep, it's really good. It's really good. It's really catchy.
Really good.
Yep.
Well, looks like I have some homework to do. Music homework.
I listened to your song literally the night after.
I put in my phone and then I forget.
Shame. Okay, well, if anyone has any recommendations for us, let us know.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.